You're listening to Awakened to Deliver, a podcast from Awakened Bible Ministries, created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. Your host, Jeff Fish, is a Christian social media influencer, the author of 30 Days of Patience, and a passionate teacher of God's Word. After years of feeling spiritually asleep, Jeff experienced a powerful awakening that transformed his faith and revealed his calling to share the gospel and equip others to walk fully in God's light. This week, Jeff begins a brand new series on the gifts of the Spirit, supernatural abilities given by the Holy Spirit to empower the church. Today, we lay the foundation with a question every believer needs to understand. What are the gifts of the Spirit? Our key verse for today is 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brothers and sisters, I do not want you to be unaware. Now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Awaken to Deliver. This week, we are stepping into a new realm of our discipleship journey by diving into the gifts of the Spirit. And I want to start by making something very clear. This isn't some side topic for charismatic circles. This isn't fringe. This isn't optional. This is a central part of what it means to walk in the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Paul starts 1 Corinthians chapter 12 by saying, "Now concerning spiritual gifts, brothers and sisters, I do not want you to be unaware." That means two things. One, that these gifts are important. And two, many believers are unaware. They don't know what the gifts are, how they function, or even that they're available today. And let's be honest, some of us have been in churches where these gifts were ignored, dismissed, or even mocked. But here's the truth. The Bible is clear. The Spirit is active, and the gifts are for today. So let's ask the question, what are the gifts of the Spirit? Well, they are supernatural empowerments given by the Holy Spirit to believers for the purpose of building up the church and advancing the kingdom of God. These aren't talents. These aren't personality traits. These are supernatural manifestations of the Spirit, and they operate in ways that go beyond human ability. When the gifts are flowing through a Spirit-filled believer, it's not just you at work, it's the Spirit of God working in and through you. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 4 through 7 say, "Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of ministries, and the same Lord. There are varieties of effects, but the same God who works all things in all persons. But to each one is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good." So we're talking about something that's diverse in operation, but unified in origin. One Spirit, many gifts. And every gift has a purpose to strengthen, encourage, and equip the body of Christ. So let's break down what Paul lists in this chapter. Starting in verse 8, he writes, "For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, and to another, the word of knowledge, according to the same Spirit, and to another, faith by the same Spirit, and to another, gifts of healing by the one Spirit, and to another, the effecting of miracles, and to another, prophecy, and to another, the distinguishing of spirits, and to another, various kinds of tongues, and to another, the interpretation of tongues." That is 9 gifts listed right there. These are often called the manifestation gifts, because they are direct expressions of the Spirit's presence. So let's quickly run through them again. We have word of wisdom, word of knowledge, faith, gifts of healing, working of miracles, prophecy, discernment of spirits, tongues, and interpretation of tongues. Now, we're going to go through each one of these in future weeks, but today I want you to understand what unites them all. They are manifestations of the Spirit. They reveal that God is present and active among His people. And when the church walks in these gifts, people don't leave wondering if God showed up. They leave knowing that He did. Some people get nervous when you talk about the supernatural. They've seen it abused. They've seen it faked. But let me say this. Just because something has been abused doesn't mean it's not real. You don't throw out all money because some people counterfeit it. You don't stop drinking water because some people sell bottle tapped. The real thing is still worth pursuing. And the real gifts of the Spirit are powerful, transformative, and absolutely essential for the church today. In fact, I believe that one of the greatest problems in the church today is not excess, it's neglect. We've neglected the power of the Holy Spirit. We've relied on programs instead of prayer. We've built platforms, but not altars. We've trained people to attend church services, but not how to move in the power of God. Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6, "For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands." The gifts aren't just handed to you and left to sit idle. You are to stir them up. You have to fan them into flame. That takes intentionality. That takes boldness. And that takes surrender. Now, let me speak directly to someone who has been walking with Jesus, but has never heard teaching on the gifts. Maybe you're thinking, well, I've never prophesied or spoken in tongues. Does that mean I'm missing something? Listen carefully. If you are saved, the Holy Spirit lives inside of you. That means the potential for every gift is already within you, because it's not about your ability, it's about His. But here's the key. You've got to yield. You've got to be willing to say, Holy Spirit, have your way in me. And when you make yourself available, when you step out in faith, He shows up always. And let me say this. Your gifting doesn't make you spiritual. The fruit of the Spirit is the measure of maturity. The gifts are the tools for ministry. You can operate in gifts and still have a rotten attitude. That's why when Paul teaches on spiritual gifts, he takes the time to highlight that love must be at the center. It's not enough to operate in power. We must also walk in love. The gifts are powerful, but they're meant to function through love. And without love, Paul says, I am nothing. And some of you have felt the nudge of the Spirit, but ignored it. Maybe you had a word for someone and didn't speak it. Maybe you felt the urge to pray for healing and didn't move. Maybe you sensed something wasn't right in the Spirit and brushed it off. Trust me, I have been there. But I want to tell you, there is grace, and there is still time. God is stirring His church again. He's awakening His people to walk in both power and purity. This isn't about chasing manifestations. It's about yielding to the Holy Spirit so that the world can encounter Jesus through your life. When the gifts flow through the church, people get healed. Chains get broken and demons get cast out. And the gospel is confirmed with signs and wonders. And that's not hype. That's Bible. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 4 says, God also testifying with them, both by signs and wonders, and by various miracles, and by gifts of the Holy Spirit, according to His own will. Did you catch that? The gifts are part of God's testimony. They testify that Jesus is alive and that His Spirit is moving. That is why we need them. So what are the gifts of the Spirit? They are supernatural empowerments given by the Holy Spirit to every believer for the edification of the church and the expansion of God's kingdom. They're not there to put on a show. They're there for service. They're not for building platforms. They're for building people. And they are alive and active today, just as they were in the early church. Now, as we continue this series, we are going to dive into the who, the why, and the how. And most importantly, how you can begin walking in the gifts that God has already placed inside of you. So let me challenge you with this thought as we end today's episode. What gift might the Holy Spirit be wanting to activate in your life? What area of your walk is lacking power because you haven't yielded fully to His supernatural work? Ask Him. Seek Him. Fan the flame and watch what He does. So until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awakened to Deliver. We hope today's message has encouraged and equipped you in your walk with Christ. To stay connected and explore more content like this, visit the link tree in the podcast description. There you'll find access to all of Awakened Ministries' socials, as well as a link to Jeff's book, 30 Days of Patience. If this podcast has blessed you, consider leaving a rating and review. It helps others discover this message of faith and encouragement. Awakened to Deliver is entirely listener-supported. If you feel led to partner with this ministry, you can give a one-time donation through Cash App, Venmo, or PayPal, or become a monthly partner through one of the tiers on Patreon. All giving options are available through the link tree. Your support helps spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Join us tomorrow as we continue diving into God's Word together.